Good morning. I'm creeping along the road into Cork City. Don't worry, this is all being recorded hands-free. Just coming back to my previous audio boo about election poster portrait photography. I was very critical of a couple of politicians, so I thought I'd do the opposite and just give some examples of what I think are fairly good or very good election portraits. And I should start with Eamon Gilmore, whose picture was obviously taken, well, I think it was anyway, by the same photographer who took John Gilroy's photograph. But whereas Eamon Gilmore isn't smiling, he is managing to pull off the very distinguished elder statesman, calm, collected kind of a look, which for a man who's aiming to be the next Taoiseach is exactly what you'd hope to achieve, of course. Who else gets a positive mention? Kathleen Lynch has a very warm, open, smiling photograph on her election billboard. And I think, I mean, some people might say, look, given the times we're in, do we really need smiling politicians? And actually, I think given the times we're in, yes, we do. Rather than have somebody who's going to convey some kind of sullen sternness, let's have a leader who's, or a politician who's going to tackle the problems we're in with energy and with a smile and vigour. And of course, that's what a big smiling portrait does. Okay, who else have we got? Just coming up under the bridge here. Dara Murphy, Fine Gael. Oh no, he looks smug. And who's this? This is, oh, that's Micheál Martin. I have to say, he has something Anne Widdecombe once said of a British politician, that particular politician had something of the knight about him. And the photograph of Micheál Martin kind of does the same for me. There's a little eeriness about it. Now, I've actually seen Micheál Martin speak in public, and he did brilliantly. He was very warm, very open. But this photograph that I can see on these posters as I'm going in, a little bit sinister. Who else? Kathleen Lynch, I've already mentioned. And I saw, just trying to remember where I saw it, but I saw a poster for a Sinn Féin politician, which was, again, good smile, very friendly face. So that was another good example. Who have we got here? Mick Barry. That poster is kind of turned away from me. Here we go, Mick Barry. Not too bad, not the best expression, but it's not too bad. So anyway, so just some more thoughts there on election poster portraiture. Talk to you soon. Hi, just an addendum, because it occurred to me that by not naming the Sinn Féin politician, somebody might think there was some kind of conspiracy. That's not true. Okay. While I'm not a great fan of National Socialism, I think it gets things into a lot of trouble. Well, that's neither here nor there, but I will name the politician, because I genuinely didn't know who he was and I couldn't remember, but I've just driven past his poster. So it's Jonathan O'Brien, or Jonathan O'Brien. He also has what I would say is a very good election portrait picture. Nice smile, seems open. And that's the kind of thing that you'd expect any politician to want on their poster. And let me just see if there's anybody else as I'm driving along. Mick Barry we've already discussed. I think that's everybody that I can see here. Okay, that was just a quick update.